And we're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, shifting gears just a little bit, and going to talk a little bit about Go Red and Ascension Via Christi here in Manhattan. They have a panel discussion coming up later this month, March 20th, at the Hilton Garden Inn. It'll be a luncheon event, and one of the speakers there will be Donna Koster, who joins us in studio. And I'll have you slide up a little closer to the microphone there. Donna, good morning.
Good morning.
I understand you are a Go Red survivor.
I am. I not only survived a heart event, but they have taken me off of the transplant list. I was supposed to have a heart transplant, and I'm too healthy now.
Too healthy now. Well, that's great.
Yeah. So I just found out 3 weeks ago that they dismissed me from the transplant team, and I don't have to go back to him anymore. I just go to my cardiologist.
Well, congratulations to you.
And thank you.
So give us a little background on how you first became aware that you had heart issues.
Well, it started 25 years ago. I had some surgery, and they said that my EKG was off, and so they did some looking into it, and I had to do a stress test, and they said, ooh, you have the heart of an 80-year-old. And this was when I was in my 40s. And anyway, they put me on some medication. They told me I needed to walk a lot. And I kept going back to the cardiologist in Salina. And I brought my heart function from 25 back up to normal. And he said, you know, you're doing great. I think this was viral cardiomyopathy, so we're just going to clear you. And you don't have to take the medication anymore. You're fine. So then we moved to Manhattan, and I kept asking my doctors, you know, do I need to be doing anything about my heart issues? And they said, no, your heart sounds perfect. You're doing great. And then 3.5 years ago, it was two nights after Christmas, and I had been to bed, and I woke up and had the proverbial elephant sitting on my chest. And I got up and I thought, I cannot breathe. I can't get my breath. And I thought, is this pneumonia? Is this bronchitis? I've had both of those before. And my daughter, who is an insurance underwriter, was there, and she said, Mom, you know, you could be having some heart issues. If you have this again, you need to have Dad take you to the ER. And, of course, the next night I did it again, and it woke me up, and it was a little worse this time. Make a long story short, I did go to the ER and found out that I had congestive heart failure. They drained 12 pounds off of my heart and lungs and sent me to Topeka by ambulance. And from there, I went to the transplant team. They've done so many tests and found out that I had congestive heart failure. I had a very enlarged heart. And I had a low ejection fraction of 19, which is what really scared them and said that, you know, they were going to have me wear a life vest in case I should go down. It has a defibrillator in it that would shock me back. And I was tested for the heart transplant, and they were going to continue to watch. And so for 3.5 years, I've had an echo about every 6 months, and through cardiac rehab at Manhattan or Via Christi, I have ended up getting my ejection fraction from 19 up to 40. And the transplant doctor at St. Luke's said, I will never have a normal heart function, but he said, I do have a normal life expectancy. And when this first happened, they were really surprised that I did not die in my sleep. Probably a tribute to that, too. I'm a very light sleeper is the only thing I can think of, because I had a grandmother who died in her sleep, I had an aunt who died in her sleep, and I had a cousin who died in her sleep, all on my dad's side. So I am just blessed that I did not. And I have come back, and they just dismissed me from the transplant team.
Wow, that is an incredible story. And, you know, it's something to inspire other people to, you know, if you're not feeling right, go get checked.
Go get it checked, exactly. And I was only 61 at the time. And other than that episode when I was in my 40s, and then they told me it was viral. So, and I remember I had been sick. So I didn't think I had anything heart-related. But yes, if you have any of those symptoms, get it checked. We were all very scared.
I mean, obviously, when you're told you may need a heart transplant, what goes through your mind with something like that?
I was very depressed, I thought, and I had just had a friend from out in the Glen Elder area that had just had the same doctor, and he went through a heart transplant. And so he talked to my husband quite a bit about, you don't want a heart transplant, you will be on so many medications. I have a medication regimen that I have to follow, but I'm very happy to take 8 to 12 pills a day to keep myself healthy. But it totally scared me. I thought, I'm not going to be here to see my grandkids. I'm not going to be here to see my youngest daughter get married. And it's very frightening. Mm-hmm. I don't want anyone to have to go through that.
Yeah. Well, and it's... A lot of times it can be hereditary, and I think that's typically the case with heart issues. I remember my dad having a heart attack when I was 16, and luckily he's still with us. And you know, that was a long time ago, but it's devastating.
You know, and I had genetic counseling done to see if this is hereditary. They have not found the gene, and they haven't tested. They don't know which genes to completely test at this point, but I still stay in the loop. And they've told me to have my children, have them all get tested frequently just to make sure that it's not getting passed on.
All right. So you're going to share your story then on March 20th with this panel discussion. Obviously, the help you got at Ascension Via Christi must have been wonderful.
I don't know what I'd do without Marty Reed and all of the nurses at Cardiac Rehab. They have taught me so much. I have always been a walker, but cardiac care is so much than just walking on a treadmill. And they taught me about resistance training and how that can strengthen your heart. And I'm here to tell you, it has strengthened mine. They've seen my enlarged heart that they likened to a blown-up balloon for a week, and then it goes down, and it never goes completely down like it was. And that's what my heart looked like. But they are seeing my heart getting stronger, and I know it's because of that resistance training I'm doing, plus the nutrition that I'm eating, more healthy, and the medication that they have me on. They found so many new things, and yeah, people. Exercise, that's all I can say.
Yeah, exercising, eating healthy, I know that goes hand in hand.
Definitely.
Dave here, I know he's had his own, do you want to talk a little bit of Dave? I know you've had your own episode with heart issues.
I just had one of those electronic failures and had a third degree block, and my heart rate dropped down to 32, which has put me in a critical situation. And I was fortunate enough to have the doctor that got me into the ER and got me into the cath cart in time to where, you know, I understand, and it's, you know, it seems like it pales in comparison to what you've gone through, I echo your sentiments with the quality of care that I got at Via Christi. I was just really felt very fortunate to have been in that situation. So,
exactly.
It's a little bit more real for me these days.
Exactly. And I've had a pacemaker defibrillator implanted.
Oh, you have too?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you also have
Is yours Bluetooth?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
They said it is the Cadillac of pacemaker defibrillators.
Well, I don't have the defibrillator thing. But what the technology allows, and this is one of the things that my cardiologist is Dr. Jim Hurtig, and he talked about, you know, the technological side of what is available today as opposed to just 3 years ago or 5 years ago. And you're
exactly.
seeing that, you know, in the cath-cart lab there at the hospital. It really is mesmerizing.
It is.
And how fortunate are we to be able to take advantage
yeah.
of the technology.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. And so, yeah, what an awesome story that is. And so who else will be joining you on that panel? Do you have any idea?
There's a couple of friends from Wamego that both had heart attacks. Diane Nickel from here in town, and how her husband gave her CPR, and she was gone for 47 minutes, I think it was. Yeah. And she is here to talk to us, too, and I think there's the four of us.
This just goes to show that, you know, you hear a lot about men having heart issues, but women have them just as
yes,
much.
Exactly.
So that's the reason we have the Go Red thing here this month. And it is Women's Month as well. So that Hilton Garden Inn, March 20th.
It's a luncheon.
A luncheon, okay. So if you want to learn more about how to get information on that, I'm sure that's on the Ascension Via Christi website.
American Heart Association, too.
American Heart Association, okay. Thank you. That's Michelle Kennedy, by the way. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Donna, what a great story. Thank you for sharing it with
Thank
us here.
You.
And keep up the good work with your heart.
Thank you very much. I will.
All righty. What a great in focus. And if you missed any of that, you can catch it online here in just a bit on newsradiokman.com. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have NBAF officials, and we'll also have Perry Wiggins joining us here from the Governor's Military Council.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. Clark Howard is next, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show. And Rush today will, the Rush Show will feature guest host Mark Stein. Then Dan Patrick, and we got some basketball coming your way tonight here at News Radio KMAN. CBS News is coming up next here at KMAN. 70 years of service, locally owned, locally operated. It's 10 o'clock at KMAN. Good morning.